This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Netflix. Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Seven-time world champion and modern-day legend Tom Brady, the greatest of all time, finally gets roasted. Hosted by Kevin Hart, Tom Brady gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the roast of Tom Brady live only on Netflix.
Hey, this is Austin Eckler, and you're listening to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Tuesday, December 27th, the Fantasy Footballers back in the building. Waiver episode today, championship week for many of you.
Yes.
Foot Clan titles to be... What would you say? What word would you use?
Acquired?
Won?
No. Seized.
Yes.
Foot Clan titles to be seized. You don't passively win them. You seize them.
Yes. You open the gates.
Yes. Yeah,
and you seize that day.
And some of you may Trojan horse this title with like a Deontay Foreman or a Cam Akers, but don't matter.
Get ready.
This, win is a win.
This waiver list. There's some nasty boys on this list.
last year it was time. I mean, Jarrett Patterson last year.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sony Michelle.
Boston Scott last year.
Rashad Penny was the league winner.
Penny. I mean, nasty boys win titles.
Yes, they do.
Nasty boys.
Oh, man.
This is why we say just get yourself to the playoffs.
Yeah, figure it out then.
Get rid of that Justin Herbert guy and get yourself onto a title. That's what we have always said, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What on earth? We were looking at Justin Herbert this morning. We can transition right into the recap of last night's gross football game. Chargers 20, Colts 3. I mean, 3 was too much. This was like tankopotamus. I mean, this was like, let's get Nick Foles out there who...
Bro.
Has his feet in actual cement.
3 interceptions. I believe he took 7 sacks well. And now I'm just looking at the QBR, which I had. Not that QBR is everything, but I believe that's a 0 to 100.
Yes.
3.4.
No. Yeah. I've never seen that. That is some impressive work there, Nick.
I have not either. Turns out Matt Ryan, not the... The only problem for the Indianapolis Colts.
Turns out, Matt Ryan, the solution for the Indianapolis Colts.
The best worst you could get.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But Justin Herbert was somebody people played, obviously, with our endorsement. This season has been bewildering. I mean, they clinched the playoff spot. They've won consecutive games when he's been recommended. Austin Eckler has scored multiple touchdowns in both of those games. And Justin Herbert, we looked this morning, he went from... He had 41 total touchdowns last year, 38 through the air, 3 on the ground. This year, he's sitting at 21.
Yeah, he's got 2 passing touchdowns in the last 4 weeks. And here's the thing. He's not necessarily playing poorly. They're winning games. It's all rushing touchdowns right now. And so for fantasy purposes, absolutely destroying you. He's been bad on the course of the season for fantasy. In the first half, it was, well, he was without Keenan. He was without Mike Williams. He wait till he gets his weapons back. And not only that, but when he gets his weapons back, he's got a great strength of schedule for throwing the ball on these teams. And major, major, major letdown here.
They're not attacking down the field.
Not at all.
Like we saw last year. And this is the variance and the danger when you're, for fantasy purposes, when you are a pocket passer. Because it's like you can have the season he had last year and then some things change around you and your touchdowns just vanish. Or you can be like Joe Burrow, where he played out of his mind last year, and the touchdown variance has continued in his favor. Like, look at Joe Mixon. Joe Mixon's volume is just pure insanity for fantasy football, and yet he has not been good because the touchdowns have bounced to Joe Burrow.
Yeah, there's no deep plays for Herbert, and the offensive line is clearly affecting that a lot more than maybe we hoped. Maybe we figured he would just get outside the pocket, figure it out, still challenge downfield. That's not happening with Slater out. Eckler's still great, 18 for 67, always gets it done. Although, you know, 12 receiving yards in the game, you know, could have been a lot better for him. Keenan Allen was the PPR pick of the week. I mean,
yes.
11 for 104, 9.5 a catch, but constantly targeted. Mike Williams ended up with 76 yards, but was mostly uninvolved.
Yeah, it was disappointing.
And then the other big storyline was this supposed news we got just before the game that Deion Jackson had apparently been in some sort of screaming match with his head coach over involvement in the offense. The coach said, "I'll show you," and gave him no carries.
Yeah, that's how you do it, everybody. You let those players know.
Well, it worked.
That I will take L's before I before I let a player boss me around.
And L's he has taken.
Jordan Wilkins had the same amount of snaps, 8 snaps apiece for Deion Jackson and Jordan Wilkins. And the Colts did put up 3 points. So that worked. Because 36 snaps to Zach Moss. And I always say, if you want to put up 3 points, get Zach Moss on the field.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was really hard to watch. And we've had a lot of primetime games like that lately. The Cardinal game was hard to watch with Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm. Cool. It was brutal.
And then we got this one. So, moving on, getting you ready for championship week. Lot to talk about. Lots of matchups and playoff scenarios to talk about. Let's jump into the news.
News and notes from around the league. Presented by USAA Insurance.
Well, let's enter the mixing bowl here, Jason. Let's get you going. Derrick Henry.
Oh, yeah.
Listed as a DNP on Monday due to a hip injury. Mike Vrabel, I hadn't seen this quote yet, so this will be fun, said, quote, they're looking at how many guys they can realistically think can be back in a short week.
Huh.
Yeah, interesting.
Well, Henry.
It's a short week. I mean, Derrick Henry's not going to play. Are we all in agreement here? Like,
I don't think it's a guarantee that he's out.
I think that
but you might want him to be.
I think the best case scenario is you get we're right before game day. We're going to sit him down, because if he plays, I think we can all agree he's not playing a full game. That is for sure. And can he do enough damage in the 1 to 2 quarters that he gets?
Yeah, I mean, if he plays, I'm going to play him, because I can't have Derrick Henry.
Sure,
have a
I agree with
60
that.
Yard, you know, touchdown on the first drive from my bench. But I do not think he plays this week. I think they give him a full. It's a short week for Thursday Night Football for a game that does not matter, where the following week is a win and get in the playoffs. So I believe I've lost Derrick Henry for our League of Record Championship. The waiver wires that we're talking about coming up,
yeah,
pretty important.
Nasty boy number one.
Yeah, Hassan Haskins. Yeah, Nathaniel Hackett. They just couldn't wait till the end of the season to get rid of this guy. Also called the, quote, perfect hire by this team. Ridiculously terrible season for Nathaniel Hackett coming over from Green Bay. There's been reports that the team wants to, quote, blow it up in Denver. I want...
Except Russell Wilson is just like blowing out the fuse every single time. They're like, okay, here we go. And he's like, no, you can't get rid of me. No,
there's
I'm still
no,
here.
There's no situation where you can't build around Russell Wilson and trying to lay it at the feet of every coach and scheme and situation he's been in. You have to build around him. You have to hire somebody that he wants you to hire. I mean, no one's going to try to figure out Russell Wilson's brain because it's too unlimited for
right
for the rest of us.
Yeah, he's got the pill.
But I would just go ask him who he wants. I mean, I literally would do that if I was the Broncos, because if you're going to commit to him as your quarterback, all that matters is that he succeeds. I mean, the Cardinals are in the exact same boat to me, except for, you know, you just got to get a mind that can complement Kyler, not hand him a controller.
I think the big difference there in whether or not you build around Russ or you can build around Kyler is Russ might be done. Like inwardly, it's in possible. That unlimited head, if you watched Limitless, the end of that movie was not good. This pill that made you limitless, it came back to roost. And
well, for most, but then they figured it out.
So maybe they will.
Yeah, you turned it off early.
You didn't see the real end of the movie, did you?
It worked out in the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
But my point is, I think Russell Wilson is just done. He's toast. And if that's the case, building around him.
This is the guy who thought Frodo died.
Yeah. Oh man. Spoiler.
This is the guy who that story you gotta tell for two seconds. Sure. This is going back.
So this was when the Lord of the Rings movies were coming out.
Yeah, you got
this
a 20-year spoiler.
This is obviously a long time ago. I was with a friend. I was buying a new car. He was helping me like pick out a car from a lot. And this was the type of friend who would just, you know, not the best dude. He would absolutely ruin anything and everything he could. And we're talking about cars. This one came with a spoiler. And his words were, spoiler, Frodo dies. And so I just flat out believed that Frodo died. And at the end of this movie, I'm watching this movie. He's sitting with the lava light going around him on the mountain.
You're just waiting for
that. And I knew what the rest of the theater did not. No.
Right. Of course.
He's about to die hot.
If only there were like source material.
Liquid magma. Well, right. Other than the people that read the book, Mike. But the spoiler was a lie. Frodo survives.
Oh, man. Yeah. There you go.
Anyways, Russell Wilson sucks. That's the message.
Yeah. I feel like imagine taking this job. Like you're going in knowing that your chances of succeeding based off of what they have to do with Russ are really poor. If you're the Broncos, you're going to swing for the fences. You're going to try and get the highest profile coach you can. But at the end, maybe you just find the cheapest guy you can because you know he's going to be here for 2 years and then you're going to have to move on.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine Sean Payton saying, yeah.
Oh, no.
Sign me up. Either.
Well.
You also have to trade for Sean Payton, which is something that I don't know that the Broncos can do.
Just remember that every year, a ton of coaches get fired and a ton of things don't work out for real teams. So when you're making fantasy decisions based on rational coaching, rational general managing, drafts, all those things, professionals make mistakes. So you're going to have to go with the punches because they come every single year, and no bigger one than the expectations for Russell Wilson,
yes,
Cortland Sutton, the Denver offense, the situation there.
Judy looks all right.
Yeah.
It's kind of come to life here.
When you're compared, when you're held up against everybody else, looking pretty good. Just got work. J.J. Watt to retire after the season. So
that just came through.
Playing really well.
He had a fantastic game.
Yeah. So we've got Tony Pollard missing Monday's practice. Jerry Jones says he's going to play. So right now, nothing to change in your expectations. Tua Tagovailoa placed in concussion protocol.
Yeah, what?
He reported delayed symptoms.
This is not good.
This is the third concussion this year, second time in protocol.
Wow, that means Teddy Bridgewater will
almost certainly play.
Yeah, I would assume for sure that he'll be the starter. That's an interesting.
It's a downgrade for Waddle, and it's a downgrade for Tyreek Hill.
Yeah,
just from a big play perspective, we looked at it like Bridgewater can dink and dunk it around the field, but does it not concern you against New England?
It certainly does. Okay. Yeah, it. I mean, you're not to the point of I'm looking for different options other than Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill. But it's just another factor when you're setting your lineup. For Tua, though, I mean, this is like this is some scary stuff. Three concussions in a year. I don't pretend to be a doctor, and no, but it's like we saw, you know, we saw twice him on the field where the repercussions of the concussion, and it's like this is some scary stuff. So hopefully he's okay.
No, it is. But it's long term concerning.
It is.
Christian Watson day to day with a hip contusion.
Hey.
Nick Sirianni won't rule out Jalen Hurts playing in Week 17 against the Saints. So,
not
Jason,
yet.
Are you won't rule him out either?
I will definitely not rule him out. I would love to have him.
Mike White cleared for contact. Will start. Joe Flacco backup. Zach Wilson inactive. He's on laundry duty, I think, is what I heard.
Yeah, sorry, Zach.
And that was today's news and notes. Brought to you by, as always, USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Welcome to The Fold, presented by Samsung Galaxy.
Well, it is time to turn our attention to the waiver wire. Welcome some guys into The Fold. I should throw it over to Deucer's Alley for a moment, just because we have...
Deuce Street's back?
Yeah,
Deuce All right.
Street's back. All right.
The whole the whole crew is here. And any of you guys playing for anything this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Kyle?
You are the meanest person. You are the meanest person in the show.
Yeah, I'm going to have some awesome DFS lineups in.
All right.
All right,
Kyle?
That's a lot of fun.
I am playing Jason and Mike and Dino Jr.
Finals. Yes.
Okay, so we're ready to rumble. And I talked to you this morning about this, facing off against the back-to-back champs over here.
Champ.
And I've been saying for a while, someone needs to step up in this league and just stop what's happening. Because it's, you know.
Yeah, no, I get it.
It's this. I mean, who needs.
Can't stop destiny, my friend.
I mean, and so you had great deal of confidence. You said verbatim your team's better.
Yeah, with Henry out, I feel way better with my team. Mm.
Oh, okay. You must not know about Hassan Haskins on our roster then.
Yeah.
Or Jamichael Hasty. Nasty boys.
Yes. The nastiest squad.
Oh, man. I know you're winning. I know you're winning.
So does Kyle.
I mean, everybody knows you're winning. You could. I mean, you don't even need. You could hit like a randomizer, put all your names in a randomizer, throw them in your lineup.
We might just start Derrick Henry either way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Just a flex.
If you did that, Kyle would be a puddle. All right. Wide receivers. Where are we looking?
So, guys that you're going to welcome into The Fold, I mean, you're throwing out the name Jahan Dotson, pretty highly rostered at this point, but this guy is coming through in the clutch. Even the difficult matchup where you were, I mean, I would have been nervous to start Dotson, but against San Francisco, but 6 for 76 and a touchdown. We don't have real clarity with who the quarterback will be, but the beginning of the season when Dotson was having that success and Terry McLaurin was not. That was Carson Wentz, so I don't think it really matters to me who the quarterback ends up being. He would be, I think he's my top priority, just because he is such a good player. You cannot keep him out of the end zone right now. So I think he's at the top of my list.
He's a big play potential guy that they're taking more shots on. They need something explosive in the offense. He's at the top of my waiver wire.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Jahan Dotson is my number one pickup. He's probably rostered, and that's the single issue. If he is available, I would pick him up, and I would play him, and I would echo what Mike said. It doesn't matter who the starting quarterback is. The last 3 weeks, we've seen it with Heinicke, and it looked for a while like Heinicke was a bad thing for Dotson because Wentz was spreading it around more, not just, you know, locked in love eyes with
Terry McLaurin.
So, yeah, he's number one. But if he's gone, then I think there's a few player pickups that are all a tier or two down that are okay starts.
Well, Isaiah Hodgins continues to emerge in the necessity category for the Giants offense, who, you know, when you look at what's taking place with playoff scenarios, the Giants are right on the cusp this week. They need a win. And Hodgins, 11 targets is what you need to pay attention to there. 8 for 89, a touchdown. He's been good for 4-plus receptions in 4 straight games and is rostered on only 7% of leagues. Hodgins is a very adequate like pickup and play.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love the matchup, and that's something we need to address here. The strategy of this week, right? You are obviously not picking up any stashes. This is, can this guy start or not? For your, and look at your opponent as well, because you want to play keep away. Does your opponent need this player? If they don't need him to go in their starting lineups, then don't even worry about them. You know, in championship week, once you've got your roster set and your opponent has his roster set, some leagues the tiebreaker is total bench points. Drop guys, pick up quarterbacks just for that, you know, outlier situation where you tie. But with the matchup against Indianapolis, I'm, you know, especially with what we're seeing from this team, 3 points yesterday, it's just like you don't need to do much. And the Giants aren't this high-powered offense where I worry that this game is very similar to what we saw last night. You know, it'll be 20-3, and hopefully Hodgins gets a touchdown.
Now, last week you had situations, a lot of them, with weather that you had to make, you know, you bench Zay Jones and you play a Darius Slayton. If you have Darius Slayton, are you just staying with Darius Slayton, or are you willing to move to Hodgins for that spot start?
Personally, I would rather have Slayton just because I think the big play opportunity is what you're looking for in championship week in a matchup like this. I don't expect Indianapolis to be out in a big lead. A player that I'm interested in, and this is a little dicey because we don't know the full health situation that would allow him to start, but Romeo Doubs has a great matchup, right? Minnesota's playing for the number one seed.
The best matchup.
Green Bay is playing for their lives. Like, they, you know, this is in Green Bay. If Christian Watson cannot start because of the hip injury, Romeo Doubs, in the best matchup that exists for wide receivers in a must-win game with the opportunities to play, you know, the primary role, or at least the wide receiver two next to Lazard with Christian Watson gone, if he misses, that would be my favorite pickup and play.
It's the third highest over-under of the week. Currently, we're talking about Minnesota versus Green Bay, 47 points over the past couple of weeks since returning from the 4 month or 4 week absence and the bye week. You know, Doubs was at 32% of the snaps. That jumped up to 61% of the snaps against Miami. So you would, I mean, I would project that should Christian Watson miss this game, you'll see him up in that high 80s, maybe even the low 90% of snaps. That's a huge opportunity against the worst perimeter secondary in the league.
Are there other opportunities on that, in that wide receiver room beyond Romeo Doubs?
Like Cobb?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like,
he was only 1 for 5 last week, so no is an okay. No is an acceptable answer.
Yeah, well, I was trying to think through it and pull up his actual, you know, stat sheet. He has the 1 week against the New York Giants where he had 13 targets. That was week 5. But other than that, you know, he's getting basically 4 or fewer targets a game, averaging 4.2.
So the Giants in a must win game, the Packers in a must win game. Rashid Shaheed, New Orleans wide receiver, despite the weather, 5 targets, 4 for 41. I believe his snap percentage was 7. Or in this game, it wasn't high because of the too tight end running situation. But the week before, it was up in the 70s.
He's last man standing right now.
Yeah. Well, and you want this situation where you are the number one target, and that could very well be his situation. He's explosive. Olave seems likely to miss another week.
Yeah, and Jarvis Landry, had you missed that news, he went on the IR very recently. So, I mean, with the afterburners that he has, the matchup against the Eagles on the road, it's not the greatest, but again, this is nasty boy time, and Shaheed could hit a big play.
Hey, I got a nasty boy for you. Someone that started the year really, really hot, disappeared, and now might be back. I'm talking about a Dortch.
Oh, no. Dude, I don't know.
I know it's tough. I know, but if Trace McSorley is the Cardinals quarterback again this coming week, which we don't know for sure yet, if that happens, we saw Greg Dortch as the only player that McSorley is able to get the ball into his hands.
Yeah.
Like,
Hopkins wouldn't do it though.
Hopkins had the targets.
I thought you were saying if Cole McCoy's back, you might turn to the Dortch, which in that case, I would consider it.
Yeah, ironically, I feel like it is the limitations of McSorley to get the ball to the perimeter successfully. He could throw it there and give you Hopkins targets, but it's really just the manufactured touches that McSorley's able to do, and you've got to move the ball a little bit. So through the course of this game, I mean, that's
you
what
did
you
say
saw.
Nasty boy. You yeah. did say nasty boy. That would be as nasty, putting your trust in McSorley.
And the Dortch.
I mean, the one thing about Colt McCoy, too, is
he gets
the ball out of his hands really, really fast. So I think the Dortch could, in a full PPR.
In a full PPR, he had, 11 targets, that 10 catches, gross, 98 guys. Yards. It's going to be awful.
That's Atlanta.
The matchup is there, but it will be so sketchy. Because we had a couple weeks ago where we thought, hey, you know, the Dortch is going to be back here. And then it was Robbie Anderson. And it was I don't know that you could say for sure that he will be the game plan.
If for some reason Jakobi Meyers is out there, which we doubt, he is 78% rostered. Please pay attention to him near the tippy top of this list.
Sure.
They're in a very important 6-for-83-1 last week for him in a very important game for the Patriots.
Do we have news on Lamar Jackson? Because
the last I heard is that he could practice this week.
Okay. Because DeMarcus Robinson, we haven't really wanted any of the receiving options while Tyler Huntley has been the quarterback, just hasn't been able to get the job done. But if Lamar Jackson could be back this week, I think we need to peek at the Ravens receiving room and say, oh, you could have an actual really good quarterback plan for you.
All right. Any other names at wide receiver you want to throw out there before we move on? Michael Gallup. Probably rostered.
He's super rostered, but he would be a fantastic, should he have gotten dropped. Russell Gage from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, he's been usable the past couple weeks. I mean, he had the spike game a couple weeks ago. This one against Arizona is 5-for-65. Just think you could do worse than Gage.
What's the matchup?
This week Carolina. Is Carolina.
Boy, that's a must-win game for both teams. I believe they clinch if they win. So.
Yes.
Quick break, back with some running backs. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How's it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, 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 and social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire. Get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Before I move into running backs, I do want to poll you guys for a moment. I have a question for you.
Okay.
I do this every year. I hope, everybody wants to see society change in positive ways.
Sure.
Yeah.
We want to see people grow, mature, look out for the betterment of one another.
Yeah. Okay.
So what percentage of fantasy football players have a Week 18 championship game?
Oh.
Did you put a poll up?
You bet I did.
Oh, okay.
So I want to know how our society is maturing
right.
and growing, or whether we're just... We're just willy-nilly. We just want chaos.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... Oh, I'm going to go 10%. 10% with the stupid Week 18 championship.
I was going to go 15.
As of now.
Okay.
95.4% week 17.
Oh, all right.
All right. 4.6%.
Yes.
Now, do we
Sounds like we're taking next week off, everybody.
I was going to ask you, when's the threshold when we take off? Like, because at some point we have to be
the example,
right?
Yeah, we're
facilitating
part of the problem right now.
And we're, I think we're the only ones, guys. Like,
everybody else takes it off?
All of my fantasy industry buddies are like, well, this is our last show. And I'm like,
because we're almost facilitating.
We're psychotic over here.
I have been noticing that. I've seen around, you know, the Twitterverse and everywhere else where it's like, this is everyone else's last week. We're here for these week 18ers. Because we want to be here for the Foot Clan. We really do. We discuss internally. We're like, we don't want to do next week. We, the three of us, are not in a Week 18 league. We're either super happy we won a championship, super sad, and burnt out because it's over. But we're like, we have people that need us. We cannot leave on the championship week.
But those people, they're shrinking.
They're shrinking?
Yeah. If we get that to 3%, I'm out.
That's what I say. We need a threshold here where we're going to have to get weird next week to make it interesting for us.
Yeah. Yeah. Tune in.
maybe what we'll do, because Jason's in some title games. We've got some things on the line. Papa Josh is in the final week of the puppy over on Underdog, giving it a shot over there. This might be like, you know, we might just be reflecting on Jason's emotions.
Oh, man. I hope they're good.
Maybe we'll have a funeral if any of your teams lose, or like a celebratory like parade through the studio if you win. Also, I might not show up.
Right. Now, which one is...
I won't show up for the parade.
Okay, I was going to say, if I win all my matchups, you're just not here?
I'll attend the funeral.
Okay, yeah, you'll be here if I lose. Got it.
It'll just be easier, I've been through some funerals.
Yeah.
I know that routine. All right, let's dive into what running backs we are welcoming into the fold. There's a number of names that we're just going to throw out really quickly. They're in our waiver wire page on the website, thefantasyfootballers.com, because they're not 100% rostered. They're not even 90% rostered, but they're probably, if you're in a competitive league, they're probably rostered. Akers is at the tippy top of the list. James Cook as well.
Tyler Algier is... I think the top of mine, because he gets Arizona.
Yeah, and he's a little bit lower on the roster percentage. And Algier has been the workload and the opportunities, 23 last week against Baltimore. This is their identity, and it's even more so with Desmond Ridder at quarterback. So Tyler Algier against Arizona.
I love it, man. He'll be great. This is the guy who I thought he was, and then he fell in the draft, and like the NFL made me completely second guess of what I was watching on Tyler Algier. I thought he was a complete three down guy, and he's getting the work, and he is succeeding.
Yeah, 4.9 on the year.
We all really liked the talent of Algier in the NFL draft season, so it is nice to see the back half of this year. Like, he is legit.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the most the last 2 weeks, the most opportunities he's had on the season. So it's ascending. They're at home. They're against Arizona. There's a lot to like there. And again, James Cook's Monday Night Football in what should be a shootout. That's a good opportunity. Gus Edwards is also rostered. Those are the four names that are in the just glance in case.
Of course.
You never know.
My goodness, that Monday Night Football game.
Championship
week with the amount of players in Cincinnati and Buffalo for fantasy. I mean, usually, you know, most weeks, the Monday night game affects some people. This one's going to affect almost all the championship games.
Yeah, and to speak to these names, Akers was only started in 57% of sleeper leagues last week.
That seems high. Like, there was no chance I was playing Akers against Denver.
Yeah, because Denver's not going to give up 51 points.
And Akers has been terrible.
Yeah. And then Tyler Algier only started in 23% of leagues, but, you know, it's been his backfield. It's not been Patterson. Yep. So getting to the real meat and potatoes here.
The real rancid stuff.
The nasty, the nasties. I can't even say these names. I mean, Zach Moss.
Yeah, you got to start with Zach Moss. I don't think you could put Deion Jackson in a lineup. Jeff Saturday has told us with his actions who he will rely upon. So if you're going with anyone from that team, it's Zach Moss. But that is, even though the Giants have kind of fallen apart on the defensive side of the football, that is desperation.
Yeah, the matchup against the Giants, they are allowing the highest yards per carry for running backs in the entire league. And Zach Moss is going to say, yeah,
okay,
check this out. I can help that stat out for you.
Zach Moss or Hassan Haskins then?
Assuming that
with Henry, yeah.
Derrick Henry is out, I would go Hassan Haskins.
I would too.
It really would be tough for me personally to rely on Zach Moss, a player I've outwardly.
This Rolling Stone does gather moss. It's that slow.
Yeah.
It does gather moss. Yeah.
I'm looking at ourlads.com. It's a great resource for depth charts. So we got Derrick Henry, we got Hassan Haskins, and then we have Julius Chestnut. Those are the only listed running backs. And Hassan Haskins Haskins' production profile.
That's the guy that eats all the hot dogs.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he's the third string.
Oh man, good one.
He's been bulking up, getting ready to play.
The kind of prime material you'll get next week. On the fantasy football.
Oh man,
week
18. Yes, Kyle, we know it's Joey Chestnut.
I just wanted to say it in case you forgot.
That's why it's a joke.
That's the joke.
You didn't say Joey.
Yeah. No, I know I didn't say Joey.
Oh man, next week.
There's a little bit of a leap a person has to make for the for the humor. If I just say, is that Joey Chestnut, then I'm already laying it out for you.
Yeah. We were there.
Not for everybody. Kyle.
Kyle had a very difficult, heart-wrenching loss in his main league.
He did not
last
sleep
night.
Last night because
and
of
so,
it.
So, you know, he's still confused this morning.
But do you have any coffee? Did you start your coffee at 1 a.m.?
It was about 3 a.m.
Oh, man. Oh, Kyle, man. Listen, we're all in it with you, Foot Clan. Kyle is in it with you. Spent last night. He lost on the final play of the game. I'm just bringing up stuff.
Not the kneel down, but the Michael Pittman catch that was not a first
meaningless
down.
Catch. Yes. I mean, just ended the game. He lost on it, then he didn't sleep, then he spent all night looking at both sides of his matchup.
As one does.
To find out if anybody could get stat corrected to get him through to a title game. He also, another fun fact, because this is sharing time. Could you throw it to the deucer, Cam?
I appreciate it. Thanks. Yeah.
This is sharing time, and Kyle, how many plays of last night's game did you watch live due to your nervousness?
I watched none except for the final play with Pittman.
No! I didn't know that!
I didn't know that either.
Oh, man.
So he watched one play.
Oh, my gosh.
Which have you ever... I mean, we've all been there. I've had times when I am... And I'm not a superstitious person by nature. But sometimes you feel like when you turn the game on, it goes bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
And when
Leave
you turn it off, like, it can't hurt you. So I'll ignore things sometimes. And then Kyle doesn't watch the whole game. He turns it on for the final play
That's
of the game.
That's ridiculous.
To see the sword plunged into his heart in a meaningless, meaningless play. And
that's like hiding from the swordsman and then finally thinking he's gone, coming Here around the corner, and you walk into it. The sword was just sticking out.
Yeah, you didn't even swing. So you're a puddle. I understand if you don't really pick up on any of the humor. That's okay.
Yeah, I tried so hard and got so far. In the end.
Yeah.
And to be clear,
nothing really matters, Kyle.
To be clear
for
Kyle, just so you know, the hot dog guy's not the... He's not the third stringer.
So Hassan Haskins,
yeah,
his final year over there, you know, at Michigan, the production profile is at least okay.
They're built to run the football,
and like he hit the percentage of rushing attempts that we want to see. He hit the percent of touches that you want to see for that usually translates into some success. So
I actually like Hassan Haskins.
Yeah, yeah, and his film was pretty good too. So saying that. The matchup against Dallas, that kind of stinks. The fact that it's Malik Willis is the quarterback, but he should see a good amount of volume should Derrick Henry be inactive.
The poll is now sitting at 4.2%.
Oh, we're almost.
Oh
baby. Guys, we're almost.
We can do this.
We could get next week off by the end of this show.
I love this poll.
Turns the right direction.
And then a couple other running backs to pay attention to: Justin Jackson for the Detroit Lions. Jamal Williams has the injury. We don't know the severity of it just yet. But Jackson was already somebody who was involved enough to destroy DeAndre Swift's value.
As you say, we already the thing we still know is that they don't want to give Swift the ball.
Yeah, so Justin Jackson would, I think you're looking at basically a 50-50 timeshare if Jamal Williams misses. And then Jamichael Hasty for the Jaguars. They're
Hasty.
Yeah, Jamichaelicious.
That would be the nastiest of nasty.
See, he's my favorite.
I'm so excited for it.
Like, nasty. Oh, that's
if we knew going in, to the matchups, which obviously it's difficult because Thursday is going to be Derrick Henry. But if we know that Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne, basically for the exact same reasons, if those two running backs were sat in both matchups, I would play Jamichael Hasty.
Yeah, I agree.
I would actually like it quite a bit. You're playing against Houston. Jamichael Hasty in his few opportunities has been good. We saw him in week 12.
He's a pass catcher.
Exactly. He was a pass catcher, had 67 receiving yards and 17 total opportunities. Not a great, world-beating running back, but I think the matchup is there. And, the team, if they sat Etienne and did not sit for a full game Trevor Lawrence, then
the scenario though for Jacksonville isn't the same as Tennessee.
Correct.
Because Jacksonville can still find their way in by winning this week. So there's a little bit more on the line for them.
Agreed.
Yeah, as of now, while we're putting in waiver claims, I personally expect Derrick Henry to not play and Travis Etienne to play.
There you go. Okay. Let's look at some tight ends, guys.
Okey-dokey.
Stare at them tight ends. Evan Engram, probably rostered. If he's not, silly. Silliness. You got to roster him. What am I saying? Can we end the season?
Oh, yeah, just embrace. Schmevin.
Schmevin takes on Houston.
Schmevin's about to get paid some money.
Oh, it was 1 year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing Jacksonville probably franchises him.
Don't underestimate his ability to undermine himself over the back part of the year. Taysom Hill, probably rostered. Tyler Higbee, actually more rostered than you'd expect. But
he should be.
He's the last man standing here against the Chargers, and I'm cool with it. I think you have to be water, right? You've got to make adjustments. You've got to be willing to Schmevin your way to a title or Higbeast your way to a championship.
And well, I think you can conk your way there as well.
Can you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. You've got Mike White.
Mike White's back, baby.
Mike White's back. We have targeted the Arizona Cardinals and the Seattle Seahawks as matchups the entire season.
Yep.
Get ready for Uzama.
Sure. Could, yeah.
Get ready for you. Yeah. No. But Conklin's an opportunity this week.
Yeah. I you look at the last 2 weeks, you've got Conklin with two targets and four targets. But the last 2 weeks, those have been Zach Wilson games. Prior to that, 8 targets, 7 targets, perfect matchup. Conklin is available if you are getting nasty. I think you can conk.
Yeah, so if you, let's say these guys are either on your roster or your waiver wire and you have to put them in order, are you playing Engram against Houston or Taysom Hill against Philly?
Engram.
Okay. Are you playing Taysom Hill against Philly or Tyler Higbee against the Chargers?
Ooh.
Probably staying with Hill there.
Yeah, I personally go Engram, Taysom Hill, Higbee, Conklin, Kmet.
Okay, and Noah Fant last week got into the end zone, but not a lot of targets. They faced the Jets. It's a little risky, but without Goodwin potentially, without Lockett potentially, Noah Fant is a talented enough player to, he could be this week's Higbee for all we know, and surprise a little bit in a must-win game for Seattle. Like, Seattle's fighting for their playoff lives as well. There's a lot of NFC scenarios where, like, the Giants are in the driver's seat right now at 8-6-1, but there's a number of 7-8 teams that are in contention, Seattle, Washington, Packers, that are competing for playoff spots. So there's a lot on the line in the NFC. That's what you want. You don't want these Derrick Henry, we could just sit him. It doesn't even matter situations.
No, I don't want that.
Some defenses to look at. Kansas City takes on Russell Wilson. With an interim head coach, please play Kansas City this week.
Yeah, I'm in on that.
Yeah, I mean,
three picks last week for Russ.
They offered the head coaching job to their defensive coordinator, and he said, "Nah, dude, I'm good."
Wait,
is that
serious?
A real story?
Yeah, that's real. That happened. He's like, I just really want to. I think it's I should finish out the season with this defense and focus my energies there.
This is the opportunity of a lifetime. There's 32 of these jobs.
32. Uh-huh.
And he's like, "Nah, I'm good.
No, I'm good. I don't need the blame at the end of the year. I'm doing real good with this defense. Let me just you give me credit for what I've done on the defensive side.
Just not last week.
Do not attach me to Russell Wilson. Yeah, not last week.
Hey, that's a smart man.
So I see Jacksonville on this list. Yeah. I am not in on Jacksonville's defense at all.
Yeah, they're Houston,
really?
No. Houston has been they figured out a little bit of a system in recent weeks. They've demoralized, not demoralized, but they've made it a non-plus situation for three consecutive weeks. So Jacksonville's defense is nothing that impresses me. They make plays here and there. They just gave up, 34 points to Dallas.
Jacksonville's defense, for fantasy purposes, has been on fire. In our scoring format, I'm looking at 16, 12, and 14 points the last 3 weeks. So in a matchup against Houston, to me, I would be absolutely fine playing. Obviously, Houston has stepped it up. Like they have really competed the last 3 weeks. But this is still a team that can turn the ball over. You know, with Davis Mills, give up a lot of sacks for fantasy purposes. I'm okay with this in a divisional matchup. So, but I hear what you're saying about Houston not being the auto punching bag that they were a month ago.
Yeah, I mean they did dominate Zach Wilson last week.
Yeah,
Jacksonville did. And they could definitely, sack Davis Mills in this game, and maybe they score the way they did against Dallas. Chargers take on the Rams.
Okay.
I don't know what happened with the Rams last week, but the Charger defense has been making a lot of plays. They've been playing well. The secondary's been working out. I don't think Bosa gets back this week, but there's a chance he's practicing. Chargers against the Rams at home.
Yeah.
Opportunities there. The Giants against the Colts.
At home for both teams, basically. But
yeah.
I like the Giants one a lot. The fact if they go with Nick Foles again, I guess we got to stay tuned to see.
It'll be Ellinger.
Ellinger. It really doesn't matter.
That's my guess, by the way. I don't know it for sure.
But 7 sacks, 3 interceptions. If it's Nick Foles again, I think that the Giants can –
QBR of 3
can do some serious damage.
Yeah, I would imagine that they name a starter soon. And if before waivers go through, we know we're going to stick.
It's Jeff Saturday. He's putting himself in. He's living his dream.
Stick with Nick Foles, then the Giants move pretty much to number 1 because it looked like Nick Foles has not thrown a football or watched football or done anything football related
since Super Bowl
he won. I mean, that guy was not prepared to play in the NFL any longer.
Yeah, started getting first team reps last week for the first time all year.
Yeah,
so that'll make you make you unprepared. Arizona at Atlanta,
sure
opportunity there. Cardinals defense has been opportunistic this year. Atlanta is not a with Desmond Ridder, mistakes can happen.
J.J. Watt wanting to go out with he's about to retire. Go get them sacks.
Yeah, Cardinals defense ended up losing in overtime last week. But number 6 overall defense against Denver the week before, that's an opportunity as well. So that was Welcome to the Fold, presented by Samsung Galaxy. Unfold the edge-to-edge screen of Galaxy Z Fold 4 to maximize your game viewing experience on championship week. Wherever you're at, visit Samsung.com to learn more.
Full stream ahead.
Streaming quarterback options, really important this week. And it's not just, it's not just injury situations. It's player versus player situations. It's do I go back to the well with Justin Herbert and trust that he can, put up more than single digits? Or do I go with a player like my stream of the week, Jared Goff against Chicago? It's the highest total of the week. Bears are allowing the second most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. Goff at home has been incredible. Goff is a must-start quarterback this week over, if Lamar Jackson's back, I'm playing Jared Goff over him.
Yeah.
If I'm playing Goff over Aaron Rodgers and any hopes that he takes advantage of Minnesota's defense. Minnesota, San Francisco, and Dallas are all still in contention for the number 1 seed in the NFC, just for the record. It's not just one team vying for that position. There are 3 teams vying for seeding. So I think Goff is going to have a really, really strong week.
Goff is great. And it's worth noting, like, when you're streaming in championship weeks, it's probably streaming from your bench as much as streaming from waivers. You might notice if you made it to your championship that the waivers are pretty bare. You know, real smart managers have been looking ahead and hope, you know, if you've been listening, you're one of these guys, and Goff has been someone that we've looked at this matchup for a while. I can't imagine there's many quarterbacks I would want to start more than Goff this week.
Sure.
I'm going to talk about one that is more widely available because of new injury, who might not start, but Gardner Minshew. Should he start if Jalen Hurts is out? He obviously gave you enough last week against Dallas in a tough matchup to prove that with those weapons, with you know, A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith, Gardner Minshew can get it done. I am fine starting him championship week. And that's probably what I will be doing as the Hurts manager. And he is still widely available. He's rostered in 28% of Yahoo leagues, 27% of ESPN leagues.
So, almost, knowing your situation with Jalen Hurts, having Devontae Smith on your team, I'd imagine you need the upside of that stack, of the Minshew-Devontae Smith stack, if you are without Derrick Henry. You know, you need some more opportunities for you know, those guys come together like they did last week. That would mean a lot.
I'm so sad.
Well, Minshew was great last week. Yeah. I mean, there have certainly been weeks where Jalen Hurts has had fewer fantasy points than what Minshew put up last week.
Yeah, Minshew came through. I'm going to throw out Brock Purdy. He gets to take on the Las Vegas Raiders. That is San Francisco's Brock Purdy. They are six-point road favorites. Vegas 31st in schedule-adjusted points to the quarterback. And Brock Purdy, while he's not giving you, you know, top five numbers, but QB 8, 14, 13 – he's thrown two touchdowns in all four of his starts. His touchdown percentage is 7.5%, which is just ridiculous. So 7.5% of his attempts are turning into touchdowns right now. He has fully unlocked George Kittle, and he's letting the cast around him carry him and really give him big-time production. So I think that he makes sense against the Raiders.
I agree, and I think, you know, the gravity of Christian McCaffrey, everybody's looking to him on every play. The play action, it can't work better than when you have Christian McCaffrey. Not to mention, you play action and McCaffrey's still in the play as a receiver.
Sure.
It makes a mismatch like Kittle really valuable. Like, Brandon Ayuk has not been taking advantage of the lack of Deebo Samuel. It has been George Kittle who has done that. So, you know, if you're staring down the decision between Mike White and Aaron Rodgers this week, let's throw those two names out there.
Mike White is –
I could go Mike White.
That's me too.
Mike White's a good start. He was okay for fantasy before the injury, and he's taking on Seattle. Seattle's a matchup that I think you can target. And so, yeah, he's okay. Anytime you've got – you know, Garrett Wilson is – unbelievable, and Mike White can actually get the ball to him.
You've got 2 weeks of pent-up energy, Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, that they didn't get to use out on the field because of the Zach guy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So the Jets are two-point favorites against Seattle in Seattle. That would be the only challenge. They're going into Seattle and taking on a team trying to survive.
Yeah, we did. And then just an update here. Tony Pollard will participate in today's practice. So that's good news if you got Tony.
Okay. All right. Any other news from the Deucer's Alley? Any other information?
Nothing.
Well, we'll be back for a show tomorrow. How about that? Let's check this poll out.
Yeah. Did we get next week?
Are we down to 3?
We're at 4.1% now.
Oh, okay. Lower that. I got to go vote.
So 4.1% of our staff will be here next week. That's
thanks
what I figured
for tuning
out.
In, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.